We'll do a bit of laws of Hanukkah. okay, so we know we light the Hanukkah candles. Hanukkah candles have to be lit a half an hour into the night. Today is Friday, so we will do our candle lighting, our Hanukkah candle lighting before sunset. If for whatever reason you did not get your candles lit before sunset, do not light them post-sunset, right? That's a desecration of Shabbos. So from Plaga Mincha onward, you can light them. You got to look at the calendars when that is, but an hour before Shabbos, you got it on the board, very good. But an hour before Shabbos, you could light them, that's fine. We try to light Hanukkah candles before we light Shabbos candles. If you do it after Shabbos candles, that's kosher as well, provided that it's before sunset, okay? if you're a woman lighting Hanukkah candles, then if you're going to light Shabbos candles first, you have to declare that you're not accepting Shabbos with the lighting of the Shabbos candles, because you're going to light Hanukkah candles afterwards. So we light Hanukkah candles this afternoon, and we make our blessings. The Moz Tzur we usually sing at the Shabbos table. The Hanukkah candles have to be lit a half hour into the night, so you need longer candles or more oil. The Hanukkah candles have to be set up in a place where there's no fire hazard. Very often, come Friday, people don't have it set up that well, and there's time pressures, and then people aren't careful enough about where they set up the Hanukkah candles. Traditionally, we have fires every year. People die. This isn't a joke. You got to be careful. There have been terrible fires in the history of the Jewish people on Hanukkah, so you got to be very careful how you set up your candles. Don't set them up on a chair. The chairs are flammable, the plastic seat, the wooden seat, they go up in flames. You have to really set it up responsibly. Matzei Shabbos, so we make Avdalah, and then we light our Hanukkah candles. If you are going away for Shabbos, where should you light your Hanukkah candles? So preferably you should light them wherever you're going to go, meaning wherever you're going to be for Shabbos. Light them there, ask your host where you could light them. Come and Matzei Shabbos. So then there are different opinions. Some say that being that you resided there for Shabbos, so you can light Hanukkah candles there. Others say you're going to come back to here. This is going to be your home or wherever you're going to spend the night. That's where you should light Hanukkah candles. So I would say as follows. If you feel like your host is comfortable giving you Hanukkah candles and setting you up for Matzei Shabbos to light as well, so you could do that there. If they're going to have a Hanukkah party afterwards or whatever, it's going to be long. And Matzei Shabbos there, so you could light over there. But if it's like a family that hosted you for the Shabbos, I think that's already overstaying your welcome. Matzei Shabbos, you should say goodbye and thank you very much. And you'll come back here and you'll light. Here in this neck of the woods, people are awake until midnight. Even if you only get back at 10, 11 o'clock at night, you have no problem lighting with a blessing. If you're going to be past midnight, you should make sure you have a roommate or someone up who sees the Hanukkah lighting. So you're doing it. You're doing a real Pirsumei Nisa. Most often, unless there's something planned for Matzei Shabbos, most often your host assumes you're leaving Matzei Shabbos. So it's not right to say, hey, can I just borrow some more Hanukkah candles and light by you? Let's take advantage of your host. Do it when you get back here. Because this is going to be your home for the night when you get back. Again, if there are going to be events there and everyone's staying for a family get-together or whatever, Matzei Shabbos, you can light over there with a blessing, because there are opinions that say that being that that was your home for Shabbos, so that's good enough. Yeah, Ari.
I have to go back to base on Matzei Shabbat, and I want, you know, at 9:30.
So 9:30 you show up there, or 9:30 you leave here?
9:30 I show up there.
Okay.
So I want to know if it's but if there's, you know, there's an Melav and Malkah here or in around, I believe. So I want to know, is it more so I'll probably be able to participate for an hour or two. I want to know if it's preferable to light here or light on base.
Better on base.
Okay.
For two reasons. A, because that's your home for the night. Even here, you're just passing by on Matzei Shabbos. You're not spending Shabbos here, right?
I'm spending Shabbos here.
You are spending Shabbos here. It's still better on base because it's more Pirsumei Nisa. There aren't enough people on base lighting candles. So being that there's an opinion that says better here and there's an opinion that says better there, technically that is your home all year long and for the night. And you have more Pirsumei Nisa over there. I assume on base you have your own room, right? Saying, but it's not, you're not in a tent, you're not in the desert, you're in a base. Okay? If you'd be in a tent or in a desert, there'd be room to discuss. because then it's not clear that you have a house, meaning you're folding up the tent and traveling all the time, right? But here, you have a house. You have a room on base. So, yes, so it's better to light there. Yeah?
Does the mitzvah count if only one non-Jew sees it?
That's a good question. Lechatchila, that's not good enough. B'dieved, that's a machlokas. Meaning, if you have no choice, you're living in Nebraska, right? You have no Jewish neighbors. You're on a business trip, so that's a machlokas. What you do in such a scenario? What?
So what if they convert in the future?
Right, that's not good enough. Not yet.
Also, just in congruency with the question that I asked, if we have to light in the Chedar Ochel on Motzei Shabbat, then would it still be preferable to light there?
Yeah. Because anyways, the Rama says we light where we eat. And the prime persumenisa in our generation is what we see. Unless you tell me that in the Chadar Ochel there are no other soldiers and you're not really doing...
There'll be other soldiers. I mean, it's just if it's too windy or something, then we'll light... Because we can't light inside the room. So on the first time we lit outside underneath the fire extinguisher. And the candles last year wasn't so windy, but you never know what the weather's going to be, if it'll rain.
Oh, the lunchroom is great.
But even if there's no, because there's not going to be any meal on Motzei Shabbat, but there will be other people lighting most likely to see it.
And will you sit there and eat there?
Probably not. Well, unless they give us a souf ganya or something, but there won't be any organized meal because it's too late.
And the army won't let you light anywhere else.
Correct.
So again, if you have other soldiers who will see it, so that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
This question, I didn't realize to publicize the mitzvah. I thought this mitzvah was particularly just as much publicizing to goyim as Jews. Was it? Because, the whole idea of if you're afraid to light outside, this and that, was sort of in the sense of, hey, this is who we are, everybody. And that does not count as publicizing the mitzvah.
I don't think so. You're saying we add alanisim in benching. You got to remember on Shabbos to add alanisim. If you forgot, you don't have to go back for that. We add alanisim in davening. And again, if you forgot, you don't have to go back for that. We add alanisim even in musaf of Shabbos. Sorry, yeah.
I saw when they light the first candle in the Midrash. They light the first candle and the shamash with the candle.
Which chalak of the Mishnah Berurah do you want?
Pav.
Okay.
So he's not supposed to use the shamash to light?
Use an intermediary for... With the shamash?
Not necessarily. The point of the shamash is so, in case you end up using the light, you'll have a shamash, which technically you're using that light. You won't be using the light of the candles.
You know what is halacha? You use the shamash, or is not necessary?
Not necessary.
So what is it in the shamash?
The point of the shamash is so that you have a higher candle giving off light. So that in case you start checking your coins or something, you start looking through, you're using the light of the shamash, not specifically the light of the Chanukiah. Now, you'll say, today we have fluorescent lights. You're right, today we have fluorescent lights. I thought that was a good solution until I lit candles 1 year outside and I didn't bother taking out a shamash. I said, we have fluorescent candles. But outside, I didn't have any source of light. And suddenly, I finished lighting my Hanukkah candles, and I'm looking to pick up all the candles and matches and whatever I brought out. And I said, I can't do this. And now, not that would be using the Chanukiah lights. And then another year, I figured I don't need it because now I'm lighting indoors. That's fine. I lit it on the windowsill of the kids' room, and then we put them to sleep and shut the lights. And suddenly, again, I'm back to square one. The only light left in the room, their night light, is the Chanukiah lights. So it's a good idea to have a shamash always, I say. But it's not, if you don't, you don't. That's not the mitzvah. It's just, it's a way of protecting that we shouldn't come to use the lights of the Chanukiah.
And the power could go out for the light of the Chanukiah.
That's also true. The power could also go out. That's also true. What didn't you understand? No, so I just told you that's not the reason for the shamash.
Wait, the reason for the shamash is not to light the other candle?
No.
What's it for?
In case we need to use the light.
You could use a match to light the other candles.
This came up in our place. We allowed the beauty to turn the light off because the shamash will provide light. Right?
Yeah, seems very clear from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, some say, even if they're lighting for you at home, if you're in a place where there are no Jews, you should still light with the blessing. Why? Because you have to see the lights. He doesn't say because others will see it. It happens to be that that's a discussion. It's not clear what Rashi would hold, because the Talmud says you light candles until what time? Adetichle rigla de tarmudai. Until the tarmudai stop walking around the streets. Who are the tarmudai? So Rashi says umahi. It's a nation whose business was, this is what these people used to do. They used to sell the wood for people to heat up their houses and their ovens. So the simple reading of Rashi is that they are the ones who will see your candles. So others say, no, what Rashi means is the Jews who come out to purchase the candle, the wood from them, they'll see your candles, because people would come home and then they'd see if they're missing any firewood and then they'd go out and buy from them. But that's not the simple reading of Rashi. I'm saying you can say other commentaries say that, but that, so that Rashi would be a source for this understanding that there's presume nisa to non-Jews as well. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, where the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Az yom eruv goyim. We say in Shir HaMalos, the nations will say, wow, look at what God has done for his people. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says it, because it's going to be presume nisa to the nations. So you see, Rabbeinu Yonah holds, there is such a concept as presume nisa for the nations. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's what we're doing in Hanukkah. But such a concept does exist. Yeah.
What's interesting is that the people themselves, the Jews, are lighting their own menorah. So for them to see someone else's menorah, you know, is somehow different than people who would not see a menorah ordinarily accept that. Unless we're talking about early attempts at outreach for Jews who wouldn't have lighted themselves. But, you know, when they talk about, you know, I'm saying a Jew is going to see it anyway, hopefully.
So I'll ask you a question.
Yeah.
You go to shul?
I do.
You say Shema Yisrael?
I do.
You're talking to the whole congregation. They're all saying the same thing. Shema Yisrael. Everyone's making the same declaration. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you see, sometimes, even though everyone's saying the same thing, but we're all making the same declaration as a public declaration.
Because why buy my is you might be somewhere else, and I'm hoping I can hop a riot somebody who says, come on. I'm teasing a little bit. But that's a purpose that's light. It's possible to not see them while you see them and have your mind go away, but it's not as fast because we don't. But yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
It's a public declaration.
It's also